More evidence of war crimes in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Russian government claims civilians were killed in the city of Bucha or placed there as propaganda after Russian troops retreated. But satellite images show bodies in the streets during the Russian occupation of the city. Ukraine's president addresses a United Nations Security Council meeting this morning. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers live.
Chris, President Volodymyr Zelensky will talk to the Security Council at the UN about the situation in Bucha, a suburb of Kyiv, where a withdrawal of those Russian troops led to the discovery of the deaths of civilians. Ukrainian officials say the bodies of at least 410 civilians have been found in towns around Kyiv that were recaptured from Russian forces. Associated Press journalists report seeing bodies in civilian clothes, apparently without weapons, shot at close range. Some had their hands bound. Germany and France have reacted by expelling dozens of Russian diplomats, and President Biden called Russian President Putin brutal and said he should be tried for war crimes. Chris.
Tanya, there's one arrest so far with more expected in Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California. Six people died, 12 wounded. Mayor Daryl Steinberg at a vigil for the victims.
We will never give in or give up to the idea that in this country of blue and red, it is just impossible to make any real change.
The shooting happened in a downtown area just after last call at the bars. President Biden hosts former President Obama at the White House today.
They're expected to talk about Obamacare, which has been around since the former president said on March 31st, 2010.
The bill I'm signing will set in motion reforms that generations of Americans have fought for.
The White House says President Biden will announce additional actions to strengthen Obamacare and save families hundreds of dollars a month. Republicans in Congress have tried again and again to repeal the measure, but it hasn't happened.
Fox's Joel Nadeau. Kansas beats North Carolina 72-69 to win the men's college basketball championship. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Five-story apartment building in North Miami Beach, Florida is evacuated, found to be structurally unsound during a recertification process. Two more members of the Trump administration are facing contempt of Congress citations in the House.
The House Rules Committee approved criminal contempt referrals for Dan Scavino, former President Trump's deputy chief of staff, and Peter Navarro, a former trade advisor, for refusing to comply with subpoenas from the committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Mr. Scavino and Mr. Navarro have both bragged publicly about their efforts to overturn the election, yet neither had the courage to appear before the Select Committee.
Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern says the citation makes clear no one is above the law. A contempt of Congress citation was approved by the House for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Prosecutors have so far not announced criminal charges. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The polls are open in Milwaukee for voters to elect the first new mayor in 18 years.
Milwaukee's acting mayor, 35-year-old Democrat Cavalier Johnson, looks to fill the remaining 2 years of a seat vacated by former Mayor Tom Barrett, who became U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg.
I believe that I got the drive, the will, and the passion to take Milwaukee where we need to go.
Johnson takes on former alderman, 65-year-old Bob Donovan, a tough-on-crime nonpartisan.
Do we continue down the same old path, electing more of the same kinds of individuals that got us into this mess, or do we go in a different direction?
It's a race in Milwaukee that'll be all about turnout. Donovan ran unsuccessfully for mayor in the city 6 years ago. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's day two of jury deliberations in the case against four men accused of planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Yesterday, jurors asked for a definition of the word weapon. The judge tells them something that can be used to injure, kill, or destroy someone or something, after consulting with prosecutors and defense attorneys. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.